The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
It's been a busy weekend. U.S. President Donald Trump, Chinese President Xi Jinping, they've both agreed to proceed with negotiations after a series of escalations to their nation's trade war threatened to disrupt the global economy. And on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Japan over the weekend, the two leaders held a highly anticipated meeting. Chinese media outlets reported that this meeting took about 80 minutes. Both sides confirmed in separate comments that they did not plan to levy any new tariffs against each other's products at the present time. And of course, on the subject of Huawei, President Trump has suggested that he will be reversing his government's decision to ban American companies from selling products to the tech giant, which he had previously called a threat to national security. While Trump still says the issue of Huawei will be resolved only at the conclusion of the negotiations. But the real question is, what's next for markets? Helping us out with the G20 recap is Pan Jingyi, market strategist at IG. Good morning, Jingyi. Must have been a busy weekend of reading for you, huh?
Yeah, and it's quite a bit of things to follow. And, yep, you know, the press conference, I think, that came out as a bit of a surprise.
Then we have that little sideshow in the DMZ over in North and South Korea. But all of this that happened at G20, especially what I just spoke about, a lot of people were anticipating, like, okay, no escalation in tariffs. Best case scenario is we have a bit of a cooling off period. And then this issue of Huawei sort of reversing his decision. Did all of this come as a surprise for you?
Well, I would say it's a bit of yes and no to this. So the yes part is definitely since Thursday, we've had headlines coming through telling the market that, you know, we are to expect a trade truce.
Sure.
I think that itself is not too much of a surprise for market. Of course, there were some fears in the market that we could be seeing, again, Trump walking away from a high-level meeting.
Yeah.
So that was the risk itself that we are now, you know, we are sighing relief into the start of a new week. So I think that's probably the good news here. And I think the bone here had been what Trump had said during his 1 hour long press conference that on Huawei and allowing US companies to continue supplying them. I think the market certainly wasn't expecting something that is of this sort. And at the same time, though, however, this is not a total lift of the blanket ban. So still something to decide down the road.
And that's the thing with markets these days, because traditionally markets are very reactive. It's, for lack of a better choice of words, it can be quite an emotional industry to be in. But now we can anticipate, okay, worst case scenario, Trump walks away. We kind of so-called price those things in, right, in that sense.
Well, Elliot, I wouldn't think so, actually, to be fair, just because it's very sentiment-driven at this point of time. We're seeing markets really just being swayed by these kind of headlines. And at the same time, I think you're struggling and trying to feel a little bit around the economic indicators just because the tariffs kind of just kicked in a little bit in May and then the China part in June. So it's a little bit of a mixture that's been seeing the market driving forces. So in that sense, I would say maybe not so much yet. I think we still have to wait for this thing to clear before getting a bit more clearer sight in the markets.
A lot of wait and see and a lot of struggle. And one thing in particular, Huawei, what do you think is going to be the likely reaction from markets today? I mean, chip makers, especially those selling to Huawei, are they going to get a bounce from this?
Yeah, definitely. So we have some of the core suppliers. You have the likes of Qualcomm, Intel, Microsoft. I think those are definitely the ones in the tech sector that's expected to gain into the U.S. session, and likewise helping with the broad IT sector up as well. But over and above that, I think just seeing Trump taking a little bit more of this positive and more conciliatory rhetoric with regards to Huawei, I think the market's going to cheer this at least for a while until we get some more details as to whether this is actually going to be confirmed. I think we're expecting some hearings and talks on this in the coming week.
We're getting a G20 recap with IG market strategist Pan Jingyi. In the build up to the weekend, a lot of reading material put out phrases like, you know, whatever happens, the damage has already been done. So how much does this trade truce kind of help the outlook of the economy, considering those statements like damage already done, people warning of recession, that R word, business sentiment sort of waning down? What are your thoughts on this?
we are definitely going to expect a little bit of this slowdown in growth into the second half. I've been waiting for that in 2017, 2018, and I think it's probably going to come by in 2019. We're seeing a lot of this revision in growth forecasts, and this is taking into account some of these uncertainties as well. But I think what these G20 really means for the market right now, it's perhaps a little bit of this relief in the sense that it may not be as bad as we are going to expect things to be. I think a lot of the market was slowly warming up to the idea that we could be seeing more tariffs slapped on that extra 25% on the $300 billion, and that itself for the market is actually a sign of recession to come. So I think this sort of provide that kind of anticipation for maybe things may turn out better, but whether that really happens, it's still quite binomial at this point of time, Elliot.
We're still in the wait and see mode in that sense.
But
if I could go more specific and talk about the next earnings season that's happening this month, July, what do you think we're likely to see?
Well, Elliot, so this is going to kickstart with the US earnings as per normal into July. So the middle of the month, we're going to see bank earnings starting with Citibank once again. We have, collated estimates coming through from FactSet that actually suggests that this quarter itself may see a decline of 2.6% based on what I've seen later. So if that really is the case, it's the second continuous quarter in which this is taking place. And I think the market's just really not going to expect too much here, perhaps just because we do have this ongoing and continuing trade conflict among others. But not to forget as well, it's really about the guidance itself. Yeah. So the uncertainty in US China trade, I think that's not going to give a lot of these CEOs themselves too much positive things to say yet.
It's difficult to be a market strategist in this day and age.
With Trump.
With President Trump. Just to expand that a little bit, I mean, we've talked about July. Let's talk about the markets for the second half of the year. Wall Street wrapped up its best first half of the year in two decades. We saw the Dow Jones biggest June gain since 1938. The S&P had its biggest first half gain since 1997. Nasdaq Composite also ended 7.4%, rallied 7.4% this month. What can we expect where the markets are concerned for the second half of this year, in your opinion?
I think in terms of the second half, I would expect markets to really just perhaps muddle a little bit more along.
Okay.
So first half itself built a lot on the fact that we have, first and foremost, I think the central bankers have taken quite a bit of a positive turn in the sense of becoming supportive for market. The Federal Reserve expected to cut their interest rates come July.
Yeah.
And of course, across the world as well, in Asia, we also see central banks here taking that more accommodative stance. And of course, into end June itself, that was when we suddenly had the announcement of coming through the trade talks. So that really helped for the market. And I think that itself, this positive growth is going to keep markets going for a while. But, you know, the uncertain factor is going to come by soon. And I think that for the large part, it's going to be the fact that we have whether the trade talks itself is going to eventually lead to a resolution. And not to mention as well, in terms of how the economic growth is going to continue to be, in a way, hurt by the fact that we don't have the tariffs removed as of yet. But that being said, central bankers once again expected to come in with the support. So net-net, I think we might be seeing markets really just muddle a little bit more into the second half to await clarity.
I know we've been talking G20, but we don't want to leave these guys out. They're having a meeting tonight, OPEC meetings. How's that going to likely steer oil prices in terms of oil prices? How's that likely going to steer with the outcome that we've had over the weekend at G20?
We do see oil prices up slightly, and this, of course, is with some of the early news coming through that Russia has reached an agreement with Saudi Arabia to at least extend the output levels early 2020. So in that sense, I think it's definitely, you know, it's going to be a positive for market. I think they do see that this uncertainty with regards to the G20, in particular G2, Trump and China, it's going to prolong for some time. So I think they're taking a bit more of a conservative stance that neither, you know, Russia's preference to, you know, just really see a base at around $60 per barrel for crude, and at the same time, you know, not really letting prices go lower in that sense to really just extend the current agreement. I think that's perhaps a positive for oil prices, at least for some time. It does look like it's going to keep a bit of a floor, at least for the moment. But of course, US-Iran tension, that's of course another matter to discuss.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.